Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show.
Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. Today, we're going to talk about calling everyone in your phone. Have you ever done that? Well, if you haven't, Steve Napolitan is going to tell you why you should and what is the meaning. We'll even give you some tips for those of you that are introverts. If you feel like you're overwhelmed, you actually have a superpower. So those of you that are introverts, join, listen to the podcast, check it out. I am super excited. I always say that because I get to talk to Steve Napolitan today. And you are going to share some insights with us because I think what's really cool is how you connect with people. And you have some wonderful experiences. And I mean, I've watched this in progress where you get on the phone and talk to people, and it's like the depth of the conversation is amazing in such a short period of time. But you're always talking about working and, you know, just living a life that is so much more efficient, but also very well balanced. And I love the way you bring relationship into every aspect of your life and business. So the first question I want to ask you, because you say this all the time, and I know a lot of people think it's kind of strange, but you talk about calling everybody in your phone.
Yeah.
So why and what does that do?
Well, I've done it more than once. I'm actually on a quest to do it again. It's going to be really hard. It could take me like 4 years because of the quantity of relationships I have. And I actually believe I wouldn't have that quantity if I didn't do this. So the question of why do I do it? The older I've gotten, the more I realize that life is really about relationships. One of our tagline and one of our trademarks is choose gratitude, create freedom. And when I think about gratitude, Melissa, one of the biggest things is my relationships. I mean, if you think about some of the most rewarding parts of our life, it's not so much the things that we have or the things that we do. I mean, sometimes some things we do will be memorable, but most of my most fond memories is like, who was I with and what we were doing together? And that relationship is so important. And then also you gain so much. It's actually brought me to tears. Like while I was going through, when I was paralyzed and I was going through Guillain-Barré, how many people like reached out and cared. And I think sometimes in life, I know for me, and I don't know for anyone listening or for yourself, but there's sometimes you question, am I loved? You know, am I loved? And I could really say that that's still popped into my head, even though I have so many relationships. And one of my mentors actually asked me, they said, Steve, what country could you go to and not know someone? And then I said, well, I could probably name a few, but then the more I think about it, I probably know someone that knows someone. So I could probably make a few phone calls and probably be like, there's a good chance I could know someone in almost every country, like from a friend to a friend, like not even 7 degrees, probably like 1 or 2 degrees. And I'm not saying that to brag, but it gave me like this realization. And then when I going back to being paralyzed, the amount of people responding and sending love, like it was just undeniable. And then, so come back to why do I connect with everyone on my phone? I have this theory and I didn't have this my whole life, but at some point I realized, wait a minute, why are these people in my phone? Why are they in my network if I'm not going to call them? So, and I also believe that the more relationships we have, the higher the quality of our life. Like we probably, I don't know how much specific data is out there on that, but that would be a research project that I would like to possibly do at some point, where you could actually equate the quality of your life by the quantity of relationships or the meaningful relationships that you have. And so then that comes back to the why. The more that I stay in touch with all the people, it creates a web of love. So it's not just for me. It's not just a selfish thing where, oh, now I have all these relationships and I get all these benefits. It actually creates a web. And here's why. As I make those calls, I always ask people several things. I want to know what's their biggest goal or focus and what's their biggest challenge. Like, and we only have a short time to call everyone on my phone. I have to do this in 10 minutes per call. And I tell people that I'm very forthcoming with that. I'm hey, for me to stay in touch with everyone on my phone, I can only talk for 10 minutes. If we want more time, we can book that, but let's start with 10 minutes. And in that time, this goes back to your thing of getting a lot of depth in a short period, because I'm intending to understand what's going on in their life. This web of love, if you can picture that, because what happens is then I meet all these people, and then guess what? I most likely have a referral or recommendation for all these people. So when I'm on the phone and someone needs something, I probably know someone that can help them. So because I keep such a wide variety of people, and talk about, for all your background, diversity, equity, inclusion, because it's so diverse, I can solve a lot of problems. Sometimes I can directly do it, and sometimes it's other people, but that wouldn't be possible. So I actually can give more love, give more introductions, and really create a web of love, is what I would like to call it, because now we have so much more interaction. Does that help paint the picture?
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, and you said a lot in that. I mean, you talked about people, the meaningful relationships, because when I was growing up, my dad used to tell me, if you have one friend, one true friend in your whole life, it's a lot. Because he said, you'll know a lot of people, you'll meet a lot of people, but if you have one true friend. And so what I love about you is you have all these people that you have such a relationship with. I mean, literally, like, you can go anywhere and have just the depth of meaning and purpose that I think a lot of people miss because they're trying to work and do so many other things. And I remember my husband when he had cancer at the very end of his life. And I mean, I'm assuming he knew it was coming soon. And I, to this day, remember him telling me that he didn't realize that people loved him. And he was like, I had no idea that people felt this way, because they showed up for him when he was going through it. And so now I think of my own life and I'm like, wow, 10 minutes. I really don't love talking on the phone. Not because a lot of times you talk on the phone, next thing was an hour later and you wanted to do something else. But 10 minutes is kind of like a perfect amount of time to be able to catch up, understand what's going on in life, and then kind of move on or maybe talk again, you know? I love that rhythm that you create by just reaching out and talking to people that are in your phone. So who do you put in your phone? Do you limit the number of people, or do you just reach out to people that you don't even know?
Yes, I do reach out to people I don't even know. Sometimes there's a number in my phone from a networking event many years ago, and I won't remember. And I just, one thing I want to back up on the 10 minutes, it is, some people think it's awkward because they're like, what are we going to do in 10 minutes? And they don't realize that you could do a lot in 10 minutes. And then I want to add one layer to that. It also helps you stay connected, because when I thought that every time I connect with someone it had to be like an hour, or we're going to have to go to lunch, then you hesitate. You're like, oh, when am I going to have time to go hang out with Melissa for an hour? Oh, it's not going to happen. But if I know I can have a 10-minute call, I could probably do that 3 or 4 times a year with you, maybe, or at least once a year. Then now you find the meaningfulness in that. And my friends at first that were reluctant to do 10-minute calls with me now rejoice in the fact that at least we're going to have that 10 minutes, and they're more willing to give me a call back. I'm like, hey, let's just talk for 10 minutes. Because how many of my friends that I used to leave a voicemail for, and they say, oh, I want to talk to Steve. I really do, but I'm too busy with the kids and work and this and that. And then we never talk.
Steve talks a lot. No.
And I do. And but I somehow I keep it to 10 minutes. It even forces me to come. So now back to your question. Like, I remember, I'll just tell this one story. One time I called someone and I was like, I don't remember who you are, but you're in my phone. And before I delete it, I wanted to know. And this is basically what I say. And then both of us couldn't figure it out. For some reason, I felt like asking my wife, like, I don't even know if normally I would, but I did. And she said, that was our neighbor in one of our, it was like our second house. And she's like, that was our neighbor. And I was like, oh, and then I texted him and he said, I just talked to my wife and she said the same thing. And so both of us were like, you know, the men that forgot. So, oh, but then we chatted back and forth and we caught up with each other and we both remembered who each of us were, because there's a lot of times there's no picture. Now with my iPhone, like, it sends photos because I'm definitely more visual, but I've had those awkward moments and I've had a few calls where I'm like, I don't remember you. And they're like, I don't remember you either. And then we just delete each other, you know? So it has happened. That has happened. I would say it's more on the rare side. A lot of times the person, and I get a lot of responses, Melissa, like people, like, I just did it. Last week, I reached out to someone that I met at an event in 2018. I have not talked to them since. And I reached out and I said, hey, let's have 10 minutes just to connect. And they actually texted back and said, I booked 10 minutes with you, because I use a calendar. Like, I use an automated app, right? So that people can just book 10 minutes. And so I set up a calendar for 10 minutes. And I told that I'm on the voicemail. I said, hey, I set up a calendar for 10 minutes just so we can at least say hello to each other. And then if we want more time, we can schedule it. And then they texted back. They said, I just scheduled 10 minutes. This is so cool that you do this. So it's kind of fascinating to people. And so people, even if they don't really know me, they just get fascinated with the idea that I'm calling everyone on my phone.
So how does it work with social media then? Are you similar in terms of, because I mean, with nowadays, people just connect and it's like, oh, I'm following you. Well, but you also have such an open communication, even with your social media.
Yeah, you know, so I made a rule. So kind of going along the same theme, it's similar. I made a rule that if someone asks to be my friend or follow me or whatever on any of the social media platforms, then I send a note and say, hey, I want to know everyone that's in my network. And then I usually ask a question. So I don't always go right to a phone call. I'll ask like one question. And then if we get back and forth and it seems fun, then I'll invite them for a 10-minute call. But I don't necessarily ask everyone. And now I have a team. And so they actually send those initial questions. And then I only respond to the people that respond. And if someone doesn't respond, or they're like a marketer, because some, we get those, right? Like on LinkedIn a lot right now, people send a message and then boom, you accept them as a friend, and then bam, they're selling you something. And then we just say, no, thank you. And sometimes I'll delete them straight away. Or sometimes we'll respond and say, no, thank you. And it depends. It depends. But yeah, I try to connect with everyone on my social media as well. Like, why are we following each other if we don't know each other?
Because they're interested in what you have to say. I used to be one of those Facebook people that would just look. I never post anything. I would just want to look and be like, oh, I'm staying up to date with my friends or whatever. But then you're right. I feel so disconnected from them until we actually see each other or connect with each other. So I think sometimes life gets so busy that you all of a sudden realize you don't really have a lot of friends, and or you think you have friends, but you're really not that close to them anymore.
This is the sad dilemma, Melissa. I mean, this is why More Business, More Life exists. This is why my core purpose is to help people live the freedom they desire, because we in modern society, and not just in the United States, there are many countries across the globe where the work ethic is the badge of honor and what we think we need to do to survive in this modern society. And what happens is we're working so hard to make that living, to take care of our family. And I'm not saying that that's full delusional, because I mean, obviously there are some core things that are needed, like paying the bills and feeding our family and those things. But the reality is that if we redesign it, this is what we teach people to do, then you actually can be a good neighbor. I mean, think about it right now. There are many people that go to work so many hours, they're completely exhausted. They get some food to stuff their face, drive into their garage, go to bed, and start the next day. They have no time for what we're talking about. So this is what I'm encouraging people. We need to design our life so that we can keep our abundance and have our life. So it's more business and more life. And the more life part is relationships is a part of that. It's not the all, but it's the part of, and we need to know our neighbor. We need to know the people in our community. We need to know our friends. Even Steve Jobs, he wrote that letter. You can read it in one of the books. I have it back here somewhere, but in one of the biographies at the end, he wrote that letter before he died. And he said, he wished he would have gave more time to love. And part of that was to relationships. Such a driven person. And great, those driven people are shaking up the world, right? I mean, I just saw Elon Musk talk about getting to Mars and his whole plan. I mean, it's legit. He's got a serious plan of what he's planning to do. And the guy's not sleeping much to make this all happen because he wants to see it before he dies. I mean, there are people that are driven like that. Steve Jobs was one of those. He wanted to make those changes. But then you see them at the end of the life, and there's not many people that said, oh, I wanted to build one more thing or that, maybe. But most of them are like, I wish I gave more love. I wish I gave more relationships. I wish I had more of these things. That's, I mean, just what I've seen.
Yeah. Spend more time with people.
So let's pause real quick and take a break, and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast. And Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners. And Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks, and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky.
So what would you suggest then for those who really don't like talking on the phone, or maybe they're an introvert and they don't like talking to people, even people they know?
Yeah, it's one, check in and see, are you not talking to people because you're too busy? And if that's the case, then how can you start changing your schedule so that you can have that? And if you need help with that, reach out to us, please. We like to help people with that. And then if you're an introvert, a lot of introverts, it's not all, but a lot of them, they're very empathetic. They feel things. So one thing as an introvert is realizing that that's a superpower. And the reason that it's hard for them to be around a lot of people is because they feel all the emotions. So it's overwhelmed. So if you think about, like, if you remember watching Superman, like the old movie from the 80s, or was it the 70s, the end of the 70s, early 80s? I don't remember when the first Superman came, but if you can remember back to that movie, and I'm sure they did it in other movies with Superman, but when he's that young boy and he first hears everything, because remember he had that super hearing and he could hear all the voices in the planet. He just, like, I just remember a scene, I can't remember which movie it was in, but he falls to the ground and he's covering his ears because he can't handle it, right? On a strong level, an introvert is like that. You're feeling all the energy in the room and it's completely exhausting. So I just say that I learned this from Carl Buchheit. He shared this with me. When you can actually realize that you have that superpower, you can actually start to turn it off and on. And so then you can actually be more tolerable. Now, but there are many introverts, they need that alone time. I'm an extrovert. I'm definitely am, but I still you think just a little bit. Just a little bit. But here's the thing. I still need alone time. I can still be overwhelmed. I think we all can have a fraction of that. And then on the introvert scale, they need a lot more alone time. But what I would encourage you is to have some together time, because the introvert that falls into that where they're just alone, there is a moment, I think, just like yin and yang. If you can picture the yin and yang symbol, in the black part there's still a little white, and in the white part there's still a little black. So in there's no all white, there's no all black, there's no all bad, there's no all good, there's no all introvert, there's no all extrovert. There are a few extreme cases, but most of us lay somewhere in the middle of the continuum, and you might lean towards introvert, you might lean towards extrovert. So what I want, what I guess what I want to say I would encourage those on the introvert side scale to notice that that energy that they're feeling is not them and that they can let it go. And just notice how much they can tolerate. So can you go to a party for an hour or can you do no parties, but you can call a friend? Maybe you can have that one-to-one or a small group. Start being mindful of your limits, but please, please connect. I mean, one of the biggest trauma a human being can have is isolation. If you look at solitary confinement, anyone that goes through solitary confinement in prison, or if they're a prisoner of war and they've been put in solitary confinement, it is one of the harder traumas to come out of. And so we are humans. We want to belong. That's one of the strongest things. And we want to be together. So I guess that would be my encouragement. Notice that you're empathetic and that's a superpower. And then notice that you control that. And there's a lot of classes on this. So if you need help, email us, email me. I'll send some things your way, but try to find your amount. Maybe I'm calling everyone in my phone and maybe I can get through it in a certain period of time. Maybe it's going to take you a decade. Maybe you can only do like one 10-minute call a day or one 10-minute call a week. But I guess my encouragement is reach out, because otherwise life is going to pass by and then we're going to be at that point. Like Pete, and I love Pete, like from the day that I met him, and that goes back, like we met outside of an event and then we just started talking and we became friends, instant friends. And it's sad
Pete
to see
being my husband.
Yeah, sorry.
Everybody else doesn't know who that is.
Yeah, sorry. Did I not say Pete? Yeah, so you were bringing up Pete about when we lost him to his human body, but he's still out there spiritually. But the I guess what I want to say is time. We could say time is an illusion in a quantum physics realm and all that. But when we get down to like the life that we're living here, we had the time we had with Pete. And that was that. And so I guess what I'm saying is that tomorrow is not promised. And so I like to think that. I think sometimes when you start talking about death, people really freak out. But I find the ones that freak out the most when you talk about death, they're the ones that are most not living. And so I like to say, you know what? Tomorrow's not promised. So did I live my best day?
Yeah. Make every day your best, right? Live today as if it's your last. That's what they say. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think, and honestly, I think the connections with people, we can talk to people, we can acquaint ourselves, we can have all of these relationships, but it's the meaningful ones that fuel your energy and allow you to create and innovate and do things that you've never done before. Because I think it gives you that level of confidence and power and the use of that superpower to really create and give to the world what you're here to give.
Yeah. And you know, what your dad said, I think comes from a world where we're all working so hard. You're lucky if you have one friend. And I get that. And also, like, can you trust people? I think there's been a lot of people that have violated a lot of trust. And so I think that's where's the biggest gold in the world? Having the more true friends. And yeah, and your dad's right. If you have one true friend, then that's gold. And if you have two, even more, right? So the biggest billionaire in the world would be the one that has the most friends, like the meaningful friends, like we're saying, like real friends, not just acquaintances. And it's really hard. My daughter just asked me over the weekend, she said, Dad, who's your best friend? And I couldn't answer that. Like, it was really hard. I was like,
because you have so many great friends.
Yeah. Like I told her, I said, I can't pick one. I said I could categorize friends and best friends, but it's going to be a group. There's no one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Yeah. And it wasn't always that way. Like I grew into this. When I was younger, I had self-esteem issues and I guess even until I had Guillain-Barré, that was still there, because I think if you don't believe you're loved, that's already a self-esteem issue. So like all the way until 2 years ago, I still had some remnants of that.
Mm.
And I definitely didn't have as many friends. This is a learned thing. So going back to what you're asking, what if you're an introvert, what if you're not? I didn't just come out like this and have all these friends. Like, no, I actually chose this, Melissa. I chose that I enjoy the fulfilling part of being a good friend and giving first, like just seeing how can I be of service in the world to people. And when you do that, you don't even have to ask for things anymore. It just shows up.
Wow, that's awesome. I love the fact that you talk about this because it is, especially when we think about entrepreneurs and CEOs, because they are giving to the world some part of what they are blessed to be able to give. And I think sometimes we forget that it's not all just about work, it's about what we're giving and what that gift is to the world. So I love that you, I mean, as something as small as like calling everybody in your phone has this massive impact and kind of theory in your life. I mean, just the whole theme of it is all about connection.
Because then that web of love, like, because I've seen it. This is not just from an idea, it's actually from the reality of my life now. Because I have so many connections, I can refer so many people to each other, and you become this web of love because you're just giving love, you're just connecting people with each other at the right moment. And I don't even have to worry about it. It just comes. Someone will come and say, "This is my problem." And I'm like, "Oh, I know someone." And people that know me, like you, Melissa, they're like, "Of course you do." You know, like, and then I'm like, "Let me send over that contact." And then you're just introducing people, and they feel all that love. And so then they just send love back your way. And I don't ask for that, but right at the moment that I need it, someone's there. And so then that's why, if you want a reason to do this, I mean, and you do want it to be selfish, just know that if you hold people, they're going to hold you. If you want more hugs, give more hugs. If you want more love, give more love. I mean, what you want in the world, give it, and it will come back to you. This is a mirroring universe. So, if I want more relationships and more loving, meaningful relationships, then I better be a loving, meaningful relationship.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it.
This has been a beautiful conversation. Thank you for bringing up this topic and bringing up, because
Thank you.
I think I underrate it. It's only recently in the last year that it's, I mean, I've always believed in this, calling everyone on my phone. I've been doing this since 20. I mean, I did it a little bit before this, but since 2013, so now 11 years,
Oh, wow.
it's been like the real deal, like
And
going,
do you, I mean, do you literally start from A and go to Z, or what? How does it
And
work?
then I did Z to A, and then I felt bad for the people in the middle. I still don't know what to do with that. It's just way easier to start at the bottom or the top of the list. So sorry for all the people in the middle. They have to wait the longest on that. So now, yeah, I'm doing it again. I hadn't done it in a while because obviously I was paralyzed. So I'm starting with A, and I started in the fourth quarter. So now this is like 6 months ago, and I'm still in B.
Wow.
That's how crazy. And I'm talking about a lot of calls. So even on Friday, I called 10 people in the category of the last name B just a few days ago. And so the thing is, right now in my life, with what everything's going on, I try to do it every day a little bit. Like, if I can just call one or two people, it doesn't always happen. But seriously, I calculated, I think, man, it's it, if I have to get my pace up, but this could be like a 4 to 6 year process at this point for the amount of just the sheer quantity I feel. So I don't know how I'm gonna do it, Melissa. But I want to do it. I even have other friends, because we're all about eliminating, delegating, and automating. And then I've had some of my friends saying, "Well, how can we do this faster? How can we scale this and all that?" And this is one of those things I don't want to scale.
Right.
I don't, this is not a one-to-many thing. The individual 10-minute call is meaningful. And if it takes me 4 years to get through my whole phone, then so be it. So sorry, everyone. Every 4 years, you get to have a 10-minute call with me, but at least we get to do it. I mean, I know people that haven't talked to their friend in 30 years. So in 30 years, I'll have been able to talk to you like five times.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. And
Ah.
time flies too. You look up and it's like, wow, I haven't talked to that person in 25 years, you know?
Right.
So it's really a treasure to be able to connect with people like that. Even if it's infrequent, at least it's consistent.
That's it. One of my wife's, one of her descendants, or what heritage, I don't know, I'm using the wrong word here, but basically they have a family reunion every 5 years. And I thought, wow, that's way too far apart. But it's like such a big event, and it's a big cluster of family because it goes way, way back. But then you start to realize, oh wow, it actually comes faster than you think. Like all of a sudden the next one's coming up, and then so. And even annual events, I used to think that's too far and far between sometimes. But now the annual goes by and you're like, oh, here we are again. Here we are again. So I think the consistency is the key, not the quantity.
I
Yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for your another episode of wisdom. I hope that everybody listening has the opportunity to call everyone in their phone and to create meaningful relationships in their life, not just business relationships. So, you know what we say.
Choose gratitude, create freedom. Yes.
Yes. And feel free to sign up for our newsletter. Go to More Business, More Life. .com, and you can sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, and we also, if you're just on your phone, you can text 72,000. You text WOW, WOW to 72,000, and then that'll set you up. And that's a free newsletter where we give all kinds of cool stuff, and we're here to serve. And then if you're on that newsletter, you can always hit reply and say hello, or tell us what's going on, and tell us if you're struggling with doing calling everyone on your phone, or if you do call everyone on your phone, let us know. Maybe we want to share your story. So thanks so much, and thanks for leading this conversation today, Melissa. I appreciate you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value, and if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopliton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.